Good morning. What a beautiful day it is. Here is the psalm for today, Psalm 5. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shall thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak lesion. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. The word of the Lord. Father, may you bless the reading of your word to our hearts for your dear name's sake. Amen. O Father God, this morning we come. Father God, and we cry out to thee to give ear to our words, O Lord, and to consider our meditation. Father, we love you this morning and we bless you. Father, we lift you up. We magnify you. Lord, we honor you, for you are great and you are worthy to be praised. Father, there is none like you. O Holy Father God, this morning, it is with grateful hearts, dear Father God, that we approach your throne of grace, knowing, dear Father God, that your arms are outstretched and just waiting for us to call, because you have told us to call unto you and you will answer. And so, Father God, as the psalmist David could have said, give ear to my words, O Lord. Father God, please consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. Father God, every morning, Lord, as we come, Father God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that as David could have said with assurance, my voice that shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and that will look up. Father God, thankful, dear Father God, today that you are God. Dear Father God, you are not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. Father God, as we, dear Father, approach you today, Father God, you know what everyone who is listening, you know what they're facing. Father God, you know, dear Lord Jesus, the troubles that they're in right now. Father God, you know the cares that they have right now. Holy Father God, you know the pains that they're in right now. But oh, dear Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as I direct my prayer unto you this morning, Father God, it is with thanksgiving that I'm making supplications unto you, dear Father God, knowing, dear Lord Jesus, that before I call, you answered. And while I'm yet speaking, you heard. Father God, I want to rejoice with those who are rejoicing, dear Father God. Father, you know, Lord, answers to prayers, Lord, the responses that I've been given, Lord. And I bring, dear Father God, friends and family, dear Father God, dear Lord, wherever they are, Lord, prayer partners, oh Holy Father God, I bring them to you, Lord, and thank you that you have answered, Lord, Father God, and Father, those who want a family, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that those who have even conceived, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would keep, dear Father God, safe, dear Lord Jesus, that baby, Lord, Father, that you, dear Father God, would anchor that baby in the womb, in the mighty name of Jesus. Nurture that child, dear Father God, and bring forth that child and the parents, dear Father God. I pray that they would do like Hannah and offer that child back to you in the mighty name of Jesus, and bring up that child in the fear and nurture of the Lord Jesus Christ, dear Lord Jesus. And so we just say thank you. It is with grateful hearts that we thank you. Father, we bring those who are sick and who are feeling better even now. Oh, Holy Father, continue, Lord, to do a great and mighty work, and let them know that it is you. Father, I bring the parents, Lord, who are agonizing, oh, Father God, over their children. Father, their children may be in trouble. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I ask, dear Lord, that you will, dear Father, cause those who are chasing them to be scattered in the mighty name of Jesus. And let that young man, let that young woman recognize, dear Father God, that their parents are interceding for them. Lord, I bring that grandmother, oh Holy Father God, who is agonizing over her grandchildren, dear Father God, who may have walked away. Holy Father God, bring them back. Bring back children who are straying, Holy Father God. I bring that boss who may be harassing this worker. Oh, Father God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that they will recognize, dear Father God, that you, Lord Jesus, are in charge, and that even if you have given them that position to be over someone, that they should not lord it over them, but that they should treat everyone with love and respect, and knowing that their master is in heaven, and he looks over the just and the unjust, and he, dear Father God, you, Almighty God, will, dear Father God, intervene, because you are not a God who would see wickedness and let it continue. And so, dear Father God, we thank you that all who put their trust in you can rejoice. Oh, and they can shout for joy in the mighty name of Jesus. For you, oh Holy Father God, you will bless the righteous with favor. You will compass the righteous as with a shield. And so we just say thank you today. Father, we love you. We bless you. We honor you. We give you all the glory that is due unto your precious and holy name. Father God, as we close, Lord Jesus, I pray, dear Father God, that all who are listening will have a wonderful, wonderful day, that they would put their trust and confidence in you, that they will hold on to your unchanging hand. And Lord, if they do not know you, dear Father God, as their personal Lord and Savior, I pray, dear Father God, that they would believe on the Lord Jesus, be eternally saved, trust you with all their hearts, knowing that they serve not a dead God, but a risen and glorious God, who, dear Father God, will not suffer their foot to be moved. For you who keeps Israel, you neither slumber nor sleep. We bless you, we love you, and we give you all the glory and all the praise that is due unto your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. Continue to just believe and trust in the Lord Jesus. Remember, God loves you, and I love you.